I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New Orleans dominates both sides of the ball in a convincing win over the Bears at Soldier Field, 36-25. Coach Matt Nagy joins us live on the line now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'd imagine you're a little down, but how are you handling this sort of emotional punch in the gut from yesterday? How are you labeling just what happened with the Saints?
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's frustrating. You know, it's two losses in a row here, and we know that we can play better. So that's what we need to do. And I just got to make sure that, you know, we all understand that we know we're six games in, and you know, we all got to look in the mirror and try to get better in a lot of different ways.
One of those look in the mirror type of Mondays. What kind of critique has your quarterback earned? How are you judging Mitch Trubisky's first game back from injury? Apparently, obviously, it was a slow go offensive day.
Yeah, it was. It's not good enough on the offensive side. You know, you have to score points, and we didn't do that yesterday. So we're going through the tape right now. We're looking at you know, the why part, and that's always you know, that's always the part that that's our job as coaches to fix.
34-54, 251 yards, couple of late TDs, no interceptions, sacked twice, some boos trickling down from the home crowd. They're frustrated. They're eager to see Mitch and the guys live up to their high expectations. The offense, I guess I'm pinning you down, but for lack of a better word, is it broken? Has the code been cracked? Where do you go from here with this sort of underachieving offensive?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say the code's been cracked or it's broken. It's just it's not good enough. You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, you have to score points in this league, and you got to get first downs. You got to sustain drives. You got to have the time of possession. And there's a lot of things that go into that. So it's you know, we're well aware of the limited amount of rush attempts that we had yesterday. There's things that go into that as well. So it's all in all, it's for me, I got to make sure that we you know, I lead these guys in every way I can, and that we figure out the why part.
Yeah, and you're as confident as ever continuing to call the plays, right?
Yeah. Like I said yesterday to the media, you know, that's stuff that we handle internally, and if there's anything that's ever done, you know, probably no one will know but us.
Yeah, and the defense roughed up again, surprisingly. When will that real Bears D reappear? That's what everyone wants to see. How are you diagnosing that unit and what it's struggling with?
Well, I mean, yeah, you go into a game and, you know, they don't have Drew Brees and they don't have Alvin Kamara, but they do still have some pretty good players there, and they went 4-0 before us. Now, at the same time, I just look back and I think, you know, our D's been playing really well, and I think the one part that can help us out is playing a little bit better on offense to sustain more drives and keep our defense off the field. So, you know, I have all the confidence in the world in our defense, and I also have all the confidence in the world in our players and everybody that's in our building. That's who we have right now. We got our guys in the building, and that's who that's what we're, you know, our guys understand that. So we just got to work hard.
You'll be regrouping today. I think some fans might need a pep talk, Matt. Anything as we let you cruise, frustrating Bears fans, any type of message, maybe similar to what you're telling your guys here?
No, I mean, it's the same thing as what we are telling our guys. You know, we stick together. You know, last year, you know, I always look at things half full, you know, glass half full. And so last year at this time, we were 3-3. We came off of two losses, and we went on a five-game winning streak. So that's we got to worry about winning one game here, and that's going to be our message this week.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
All right, thanks. Take care. See you.
You got it, Matt Nagy. We'll be back at 7 o'clock tonight on the Bears Coaches Show.